And we're joined today by Robert Rangeley. He's Oceanic Canada's Director of Science, and he joins me on the line now. Robert Rangeley, hello.
Hello, Leish.
So before we get into all the details about the expedition and what it's for, why don't you take a moment to just situate us? You're off the Nunatsiavut coast now. Tell us about this area and what's unique about it.
Well, this is a very remote area. It's in northern Labrador, which is the sort of northwest coast towards the Arctic in off Canada's coastline. We're doing mostly an inshore survey. It's very unique. It's the Nunatsiavut is a self-governing region by our Arctic indigenous peoples in Canada, the Inuit, and it's an area of tremendous cultural importance and biological importance. And what we've learned by working with this Nunatsiavut government, and they've invited us in, is that this area is so important, but so little is known about the undersea world. So they know a lot about the you know, from the hunting and fishing and so on, and living on the land and cultural importance of it. But scientific research has tended to not to be inshore and in amongst the you know, the relatively shallow waters where people are living. Shallow, I mean, like 100 meters deep kind of thing. So we're filling a gap, and a really important gap, because the melting ice is a serious ecological and social problem for northern communities.
And, you know, it's interesting. You talked us through a bit about the significance of this area. And, you know, when we talk about the climate change in the Arctic, most people think of the extreme Arctic, Nunavut, some of the far north regions of the Northwest Territories. Even within Canada, people know very little about Nunatsiavut or the Nunatsiavut coastline. You know, talk us through why it's important for not just these communities, but for the rest of the country to better understand what's going on along the Nunatsiavut coastline.
The area we've chosen are areas that have been repeatedly visited for hundreds of years, and the cultural history of, you know, where the these Inuit have lived along these coasts. They access these areas on the ice through the winter. They use small boats in the very short summer periods when the water's open. There's very special places for hunting and fishing, and it's very hard place to do research, and so there's this tremendous gap. And Oceanic Canada has partnered with the Nunatsiavut government, Inuit-led government, and trying to fill some of these knowledge gaps. And this is so important, because in areas that are poorly understood with a changing ocean environment and other threats, we have to understand what's there so we can manage and protect and look after the conservation values of these areas. The place we're just sampling, like right now as you're calling, is a special place off Nain, Labrador, and in waters that are called a plinia. And the Inuit call these rattles. And what's really interesting about plinias, and you'll find them all through throughout the Arctic, is they're very important ecologically, because they keep ice free. So the water currents are such that they keep open water leads during the periods when there's ice there, and that allows marine mammals and seabirds and so on to access open water where the rest of the ocean area is frozen. And so we're going to these in the summertime when there's no ice, but what we're finding is they seem to be very productive as well, and it's due to the upwelling currents and so on. And so it's been tremendously exciting. It's the first time I've seen, a plinia and gone in it, during the summer months. And it was really exciting. The seafloor is just filled with colors of these crinoids, feathery feather stars, big anemones, lots and lots of marine life.
And so, what's next?
Yeah. So again, we're very open with the data. This is meant to be shared. We go back, and there'll be a detailed analysis of the videotapes. There's a larger research community that are very interested in this area, and there'll be and will certainly inform subsequent research agendas with that among those other researchers. And Oceana hopes to be back here again. But ultimately, we want to inform the planning processes, and there's currently an Amupovit planning process that's led by the Nunatsiavut government, and you know, we're trying to provide information to help with that planning so they can do proper, so they can inform their conservation planning that's already underway. So, again, we're a conservation organization, and this part of our work is about protecting and conserving marine habitats. And so we want to make sure there's a direct line to those who make the decisions so we can provide them with the information on which they will manage our oceans for conservation ultimately.
Robert Rangeley, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your interest.